The views and opinions expressed by the guests, callers, and hosts on this and all Rents Radio Network programs do not necessarily reflect or agree with those of the network, its commercial sponsors, its radio station affiliates, or internet broadcast platforms. In these controversial times, we believe the First Amendment and freedom of the press are absolutely essential to the survival of our nation. Thank you. And now, enjoy the program.
Welcome back. It's Wednesday. Glad to have you along. We have a lot on tap tonight. First up, Brother Nathaniel Kapner. Brother Nathaniel has been with us for a long, long time, and he has accomplished a great deal on a first-person basis, trying to reach out to people when he's out in the streets doing his street evangelical work, and certainly his writings and videos are world-famous. We've got tons of them up on the site, and even from the very beginning, you could tell he was a special voice, and very glad he today he gathered up his strength. And this, the old story about sleeping with the devil, well, I won't say he's sleeping with the devil, but he certainly got awfully close to one of the devil satanic figures in the alt news world, and that, of course, is the king of InfoWars, Alex. Don't notice that my neck is wider than my head, Jones. And Brother Nathaniel today was apparently great. I have not had a chance to listen to the video or watch it yet. I'll get to it, but it's really going to be good. I get a note here that Alex has already deleted the entire interview with Brother Nathaniel from his network. I haven't confirmed that, but that's an email I'm just getting in now. So I'm not surprised. I actually anticipated a major editing job at the very least, but it's easier just to not post it, I guess. So the bottom line is Brother Nathaniel put it to him. He didn't back down. Of course, he never does. But that's a very intimidating format, no question. And Mr. Jones is a very intimidating person, as you have seen for many years. But to have somebody on his program, and I'm still a little curious, we'll find out from Brother Nathaniel how he actually got on there, but I'm wondering if Mr. Jones knew in advance what he was in for, if he would have gone ahead with the visit. At any rate, he did. It's in the books. If you look in guests, you look under Brother Nathaniel, you'll be able to see the link to go to watch the entire InfoWars conversation. I don't know that it was an interview, but from what I understand, it was quite a scene to see somebody stand up to AJ and actually back him up, which was very, very nice to hear about, and I look forward to seeing the video. Another Brother Nathaniel video, the growing popularity of Hitler is up in his banner right above headlines. And, of course, when you think about the simple fact that the second most popular book in the world is Adolf Hitler's book, Mein Kampf. Believe it or not, right behind the Bible. So, yes, the damage that was done to Hitler by the Zionist historians and their horrible culling of reality and replacing with fiction and lies and all the rest of it, apparently is beginning to break down, because people now are no longer afraid to use the word Jew, just like they use the word Catholic, but they didn't use it for a long time. Nobody wanted to say that, but they are now. So all in all, this is has been a very encouraging development, that not only is Hitler getting a fair shake for once in many people's minds, but the word is out now that we've been conned and hustled for, well, 70 years, since the end of World War II. Brother Nathaniel, welcome back.
Yeah.
Glad to have you on, as always, and sound like you had a great time there.
Well, it was interesting, and it was really his producer who set this whole thing up, not him. So she was raised Russian Orthodox in St. Petersburg, so we hit it off right away, because I'm with the Russian Orthodox Church, and she's been watching my videos for years. And she knows all about the Bolshevik Revolution, that it was run by Jews, and they did everything to destroy the Christian empire, the Russian Empire, and the imperial family.
I wonder if he's fired her already.
No, because she told me that, brother, you just state your position.
Right.
And he'll refute it. And but you just take a position, and he's ready for that. And she said he'll be fine with it. I said, okay, I'm on board. I'll do it.
Was he fine with it, or did you pushed him back? From what I understand,
he said, I knocked it out of the ballpark right after the interview. She said, you didn't get flustered. You didn't get intimidated.
Uh-huh.
You just stated your position very clearly, emphatically. You didn't stutter. You didn't mumble. And she was very impressed. And
well,
she did say, because at one point during one of his breaks or whatever it was, I said, I don't know if he's going to have me back on after that one. And then he heard me say that, even though it wasn't live. For anyone else, and he comes on. Yeah, I'm going to have you back on. Yes, I'm going to have you back on. Okay. Well, good
job. A lot of people would have taken that opportunity and essentially, I won't say caved in, but they certainly would have modified their position, because they do want to come back on again. You get it. They want the platform. They want the exposure.
Okay.
I understand that.
Right.
But no. You didn't.
I didn't really do it for that. First, I thought this is a prank.
Uh-huh.
But the producer left her phone number with me.
Uh-huh.
So I called, and nothing. Didn't hear back for a week. Then finally, I hear back.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, I thought this was a prank. She says, no. And she gave me all her credentials and all everything. So I said, okay, it's a real thing. And
right.
Then it came up that she is Russian Orthodox. She brought it up to me because she knew I was.
Got it.
So we're hitting it off, and she wants me on. She told me he's the one that asked her to get me on. Okay. And because we hit it off, I said, okay, I'll do it. But it really wasn't, I'm looking to be on the Alex Jones show. That wasn't it. It was just kind of like a spontaneous thing because of my rapport with her.
Gotcha. No, I understand.
So I think it's important. But the first person to know that I was on the Alex Jones, as soon as I hung up, I wrote to Jeff Rentsch. I did that because I'm a loyal guy, because Jeff Rentsch put me on the map. I don't forget these things.
Well, you are
That's
a gentleman.
That's the kind of guy I am.
I know. Well, we've been friends for a long time. Yeah.
I let you know, and you told me just what she said to me. Don't back down. You must present your position clearly, strongly, firmly. And you did say, don't look like a sellout. Because you get down to the point with your phrasing.
No, and I told it to you straight. You could have hurt yourself with this.
Right.
You could have hurt yourself with this. You didn't. In point of fact, if she said that, you hit it out of the park. I can't wait to see it. You hit it out of the park. Let's talk about AJ. How did he approach you in your mind? Now, this is not to say that you were going to change what you were going to do, but I'm interested how he appeared to you to want to pursue what you were saying. How did he react? You get it.
Okay, well, first with me, I asked the producer, I said, what does he want to talk about? He's spontaneous. Everything is spontaneous. It has to be off the cuff. Whatever's on his mind that moment. Okay, I'm not going to get around that one. So I said, well, what is his basic attitude towards me? Is it going to be combative? Is there going to be an element of malice? Is he there to try to tear me apart? She said, no. He saw one of your videos refuting Jordan Peterson, and he was impressed. So because of that, in his spontaneous off-the-cuffing, he writes to her and says, get him on the show. And that's what she does as a producer, because she produces, okay,
right?
People. That could, all right, now I'm on the show with him. And I'm thinking to myself, I better not be a sellout. Because Jeff Rentz is probably watching this. And I don't want to be a sellout, okay? That's all I'm thinking. Well, he introduces me with a terrific bio.
Uh-huh.
And he even says Real Jew News because he decided to make this website to show the dominant influence of Jewry in every facet of American life. That's what that was his intro.
Right. That's
very
good.
Then he comes on and said, yes, that's integrity. So he gave me a good intro. Then he says, you're on, and I know we disagree. I'm paraphrasing. But I want to hear all sides, and I want to hear your position. I'm going to have more people on giving your position, type of position, that the Jews are the enemy. And he just came right out with it. And I didn't feel any malice. I didn't feel he's there to refute me. He just wanted to give me an open mic, so to speak, to hear my position. Okay, now I try to give it, and when people say he was hostile or people say he really tried to hurt you, I say, no, he was just being Alex Jones. That he'll interrupt, but it's his show. If he wants to interrupt, fine. Okay, it's his show. It's not mine. And that's the way I've always treated the Rentz show. This is your show, and I'm not going to tell you what to do. Okay, so, but you give me a little more open air. He got a little nervous at some points. You'll see it. But other points, he let me talk.
Mm-hmm.
So he comes out and says, what do you have to say as an opening? I said, there's a war going on, and that's your logo, Alex. But in every war, like Sun Tzu says in The Art of War, we have to know who the enemy is. And I named the enemy, the Jews. And then I went right into it. And I didn't speak in the abstract. I said, it starts with the money power. And I did the quote from Rothschild, Mayor Amschel Rothschild, give me a control of nation's money. I care not who makes this law.
Right.
But I said, this is a whole system. And I said, China is not the enemy because they are in this system. They have to be if they're making all our products and trading our products. They have to be in the system. So China is not the enemy. So right there, I threw him off because he's been saying the Chi-Coms are the enemy. And I blew that right out of the water real quick. And I says, Trump's not going to change anything. When did you ever hear him say end the Fed? He can't, because all his real estate holdings are based on Jewish money.
Oh, they've
Jewish
they've,
financing.
He's
Jewish
leveraged
interest.
To the max. They own him lock, stock, and barrel. You're right, of course.
Right. So I think right from the get-go, I threw him off, and he's not ready for somebody saying these things factually. With knowledge with someone who, knows his stuff, so to speak, which he told the producer afterwards. The producer told me that he was impressed that Brother Nathaniel Kapner, or Kapner, he kept on calling me, Kapner, but that's right, I don't mind, knows his stuff.
He was just using your last name to talk to you, to address you?
Yes, he was a lot, but I think because he's like hyper and just wants to get right to the point. So
okay.
I don't do thank you for having me on. It's an honor. I just get right to it because I think I got a feel for him. Let's just get right to it. There's a war going on, but let's name who the enemy is. That's how I began.
You don't, you know, Good. We don't have a chance unless we name the enemy. For God's sakes, come on. That's rule one, as Sun Tzu said. You're correct. So good.
That's right. And Rents is doing it more than everything. Is the Jews are slaughtering the Palestinians.
I put it in the headlines.
The Jews are dominating it. Every headline now is that on Rents.com. Yeah, just about. But, yeah, let's name them. Let's not be in this abstract world.
Yeah.
So Alex starts talking about his new book, The New Awakening, that this could be alarming to, you know, certain high-powered Jews. I says they're not interested in the abstract. This does not work in the abstract. They want to see the people involved. So they see all these Trump followers raising their flags in USA. They're the ones they're scared of, not Trump. These white Christians who are USA nationalists, and the Jews will think they'll turn on us, you know, at the drop of a dime. That's who they're scared of, not
right.
Trump. Yeah. Then he has Vivek on all the time, I saw, because I've been watching him the last week to get a feel for him. Vivek Ramaswamy, okay, and, you know, with his curry, and he's in the pharmaceutical business, so he's tied into Jewish money.
Oh, he's just another dupe. Absolutely. It's all a game.
So
it's all a Zionist. It's a Zionist carnival act. All of it. Bread and circuses.
Right. And then a dog and pony show. And now they got
That's
a Hindu
it.
Up there.
He's
and this is Mr. America First. He's a Hindu that made it big selling pharmaceuticals. All right. That he has to get from China. And he has to go through all the Jewish financing with...
Mm-hmm.
The whole deal. So he's tied into the Jews in shackles. So forget him. But the Jews aren't going to let him be president anyway.
No.
He's another decoy.
Yeah. He's hoping for vice president for that position, I think, just to get in the door would be the smartest move he could make.
I don't see that. I don't see that.
No, I don't either. I don't think he's going to get there. This is all bread and circuses. You got to remember that, everybody. And the so-called presidential primary season begins with the Iowa caucuses on the 15th of January. Then we start with Super Tuesday in March, and you go on from there. This is showbiz. Remember, it's all misdirection. It's to keep you thinking we've got a viable Democrat representative government process in this republic. We don't. We don't have a government anymore. It's gone.
Yeah.
Gone. Not forgotten, but gone. We lost it when JFK was murdered.
No, it's not forgotten. That's why you're fighting. That's why I'm fighting. And I would presume legitimately that's why Alex is fighting, but he's punching at the wrong people. And
he's
got to really see. You know, but
I get it.
Maybe he does now. I don't know.
Let me suggest something, and I've said this before. All our regulars know. The so-called alt news world is now, from stem to stern, just about as corrupt, if not even more, than the mainstream media. It is controlled. There are so many phonies and frauds in the alt news world, it's not funny. But you'll notice, if you watch carefully, that, let's say, Mike Adams, for example, about 8 or 9, 10 months ago, Mike Adams is beginning to put out material now that I will actually link to. In other words, it's credible, it's good, it's legit. Now, that's a major sea change. That's a big change. And I'll tell you why.
I hope so, because he banned some of my videos, and I said no more.
Well,
I'm not going to be on Brighteon anymore. Forget him.
Yeah, he still doesn't know how to pronounce his enterprise there. It's Brighteon. Not bright eon.
Oh, bright eon. Okay.
An eon is an age, and bright means informed and enlightened. It's a bright eon.
It's a weird name. Okay. It's a weird name.
It's a stupid name. If he'd capitalized the E and eon, bright eon, oh, it would have worked. But they blew it. Anyhow, okay. Here's the point.
It's called branding. I grew up with this in a merchandising. My dad was a businessman in a clothing business. You didn't have the brand. And you have to have the merchandising to get people, I want that. Okay, Rents.com, boom, that's the brand, okay? Brother Nathaniel, boom, Real True News. Boom, it's the brand.
Now, your new video, by the way, is up in your banner right above headline news for all of you out there.
It's
don't
my
miss
best,
it.
Yeah. It's my best. It's called Hitler's New Popularity. Jeff, I studied Hitler for years. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
And I studied him as a kid because I was fascinated by these kind of people that could wield so much influence. Because at one time I wanted to be president of the United States when I was 9 years old. That was my dream. So I was very interested in power figures like Hitler, like Mussolini, and like JFK. Okay, I studied him. And I was interested in these people. So I studied Hitler, and I didn't see evil. I saw some mistakes, yes. And I saw some people that warned him, like Oswald Spengler, don't get us into a war. That'll be the end of the Third Reich. That'll be the end of everything you want for Germany. And then Hitler shut Oswald Spengler down. Forbade his books to be sold. The Hour of Decision. I read it when I was young by Oswald Spengler. He shut it down. He went, allow it to be sold, because in that book he said, don't get us into a war. Okay, so he did make mistakes.
Well, you know, the bottom line on that, Brother Nathaniel, is very simple. He had to go to war against Poland because thousands and thousands of Germans were being slaughtered by the Poles in Silesia and the other areas of Germany that were given to Poland as part of the Treaty of Versailles to end World War One. Germans were being slaughtered.
Was,
he had to.
He thought that Great Britain would side with him. Well, he should have known better that Churchill was totally, completely funded by Jews.
Owned, operated. Bernard Baruch bought him twice during his lifetime. You back and finish what I was saying. About the alt news. The reason that people like Adams and so forth, and I'm just generalizing, but I think I'm correct, are putting out more and more credible news is because they, in their minds, the controllers, have already won, and they don't care. It's going to give street credibility to Jones to have you on, for Adams to produce real news, real science, real unbiased news and information, helps him, helps his image. So I think that they've already won with their bioweapon, their military bioweapon deployment against the world's people. I think that they know that they've got the game in the bag, that most Americans have been dumbed down now, and they're just not able to get up and do anything much anymore. I'm not talking about you people, but the masses have been really ground up and shredded, mentally, intellectually. And this has been going on for now in earnest for the last 20, 25 years. So the results are,
you know, who said this 20 years ago?
Aren't worried. Go.
Zbigniew Brzezinski said this 25 years ago. I watched a Charlie Rose interview with him.
Yep.
And he's faulting this foreign policy decision, this foreign policy trajectory. He said the American people no longer know what's going on in the world.
That's right.
So our people in foreign policy can do anything, and everyone goes along with it because they don't know what the repercussions are. And then he said later on, when Obama gave him the shaft, that, we're going to bomb Iran. And at that time he said, we'll have $6, $7, $8 a gallon at the gas pump. Don't people know that there's repercussions for these kind of things? That we just go in and bomb Iran? He says that's not the way to deal with it. So as much as you want to be against, not you, but people, Zbigniew Brzezinski, and they put some label on it, globalists, the man was not stupid. And he did understand how the world works. He did understand the interconnectedness and that Iran could shut down the Strait of Hormuz at any time. And they had weapons. They'll bomb Exxon in Saudi Arabia. So he said very specifically, American people, didn't say dumbed down, don't know anything anymore.
Well, I think he's right, and the timing is about the way I see it, too. And you pay attention to these people when they do talk occasionally, because if you listen carefully, you can hear what they're really saying. And he was putting it out there. I was Very happy to see him make those statements. Here's the other thing. Let's go back to Adolf Hitler, the most loved man in the world during his time and the most hated simultaneously. Who was doing the hating? The International Zionist Bolshevik Communists. They were behind all the anti-Hitler, anti-German rhetoric, all the news stories, all the rest of it. His people adored him. In 3 years, literally, he took Germany from the sewer, the gutter of history, and reversed most everything that had been done to it in the 20s by communism and debauchery and depravity and immorality and all that. That's all communist stuff. That's how they take a country down. He turned it around. You all know the story. He's been on the cover of Time magazine 3 times in the 1930s for the incredible impact he had on the world. This has all been covered up. He's the most evil man ever. When in point of fact, Hitler was a saint compared to Churchill, Stalin. I'll put FDR up there too. I don't care. The truth of the matter was Germany was our last hope, and I have no problem saying that. None whatsoever. Okay. To get away from the Zionist usury world. Yeah.
Alex brought up Hitler. Oh, the most evil person. Just look at his eyes and he gives a speech. Pure evil.
Yeah, yeah.
I said, wait a minute, Alex. He wants to know my take. I said, Alex, look at his pictures with children. Now his eyes start rolling. I said, I know body language. I was a street commission salesman for 25 years. I know body language, and children can pick up evil like that. Why are the children so happy to see Adolf Hitler in every single photograph? And children are not mannequins. They're not told, be friendly. You don't do that to children because they're not going to follow that script. They just naturally took to this man, and you see his attitude towards them. He loved the children.
Very good point.
Well,
very good point.
Alex didn't like me saying this. So yeah. I'm not going to look at a speech. I'm not going to look at evil eyes. He's giving a speech. I said, when I give a speech, a video, I come into a kind of a different realm, too. That's what you do when you're a speech maker. But seeing him with the kids, it's different. And I don't see evil in the man.
No, of course not. You've got to be objective about these things and honest. You're right.
Okay, then he says he's anti-Christian. I says, that is not what I'm looking at with Hitler. I'm looking at what he wanted to do for Germany. There's a lot of people that want to do something for their country. He wanted to do something for Germany, and he saw that the Jews controlled the press, the arts, the theater, politics, and culture formation. And
same
he
old
felt
story.
He said, this is not good for Germany. And I said, you know, whoever is in favor of Israel, they have to thank not only Hitler, but the Third Reich, because they did everything they could between 1934 and 1939 to bring the Jews to wherever they wanted to go. This immigration project by Germany was very, very helpful for the Jews. They could take their property. They could take their money. Of course, not land. They could take whatever they owned. They can hold on to whatever their holdings were and bring their money to wherever they wanted. And it was the Germans, mostly through Schacht, I forget how to pronounce his first name, who set this whole immigration up. And it was through the Germans who went to Palestine, who were professional people, who were scientists, who were physicists, that really built the infrastructure for Israel. It was the Germans because of Hitler. All right, so I'm saying these things to Alex, and I'm just throwing him off all over the place because he's finally hearing someone who's educated that can give a more balanced view of everything.
Yep, yep. This is good. I'm getting notes that, hi, Jeff, Brother Nathaniel's full hour-long interview with Alex is on banned video section of Infowars.com, so it's there. We've got it linked. If you look in guests, look under Brother Nathaniel's name and just click on that line of text right below it. It's you'll go right there. You have to sign in. Brother Nathaniel eats Alex Jones for breakfast. Watch video. And you have to sign in to X to see it.
I think that's BitChute. Someone sent me that.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's BitChute. That sounds like a BitChute one, Jeff.
All right. Let me. No, it's on X. You have to sign into X to see it. So, you're going to get picked up by a lot of influencers, and this thing will have a couple million views. No one has ever, from what I'm understanding, and I know you, no one has ever backed him up like this. And if he's rolling his eyes, he's being backed up, and that's good.
I think he was shocked at my knowledge. I got my facts down. And
I'm sure he was. Yes.
Maybe he's not used to that because you hear all these people, you know, on his show that...
Well, how do they start? Virtually every one of them. How do they start? Thank you, Alex, so much for having me on. I'm really grateful to be here. And right away, they start establishing their secondary position. You see? I'm really glad to be here. Thank you. No, you never have, not even here. You don't do
it. No, let's just get to it, okay? Let's get to it, all right?
That's what you do.
And whether an interviewer agrees with me or not, we don't always see eye to eye. That's fine. But that's what this course is all about. You know, it's my position with your position. And we might say, well, I'm not going to change. Now, he's got this Michael Flynn, and all Michael Flynn can talk about is Iran.
Oh, really? Is that right?
Oh, yeah.
I'm sorry to hear that.
The Muslims are protesting.
Well, that's suggestive that Mr. Flynn is not a man of his own free will. That's formula stuff. That's not good to hear. Sorry.
It is formula stuff. Now, Michael Flynn, go ahead.
Today, in Iran, in Tehran, they had a large, we'll call it a demonstration. It wasn't a protest. It was,
no, first it was a memorial service for
thousands and
Soleimani.
Yeah. Thousands and thousands and thousands of people went out to honor the memory of General Soleimani, who was murdered by the United States, formerly United States.
By Trump. Trump bragged about it.
And the Jews put a bomb out there somehow and blew up over 100 people at that wonderful memorial event. And this is going to come out. They know who did it. The Iranians are not stupid. So this
Persians.
Is
that's
this
an
is going to
civilization. Okay.
Correct. Yeah. Yep. All right. So what else during your discourse with the big guy? What else happened that you remember that sticks out in your mind that you want to mention?
I think what sticks out more and more in my mind, which is I'm really on to, and I don't know why you missed this article, The Globalist with Many Names. I really need to focus on the top of the food chain. That is who controls money. The money power, it used to be called. Lindbergh called it the money power. So I like that. Who has the money? Who can control money? Now, Jeff, if you and I printed money out of thin air, as Ron Paul says, we would be thrown in jail as counterfeits.
You bet.
But the Jews, the international Jew, as a great man once said, and
Henry
wrote a
Ford.
Whole series on it, Dearborn Press in Detroit, Henry Ford Sr.,
yep.
Okay, they have the franchise. They have the counterfeiting franchise. It's legal. So I kept on hammering home on this, and I wanted to bring out the name Larry Fink and BlackRock, which I know Alex will throw out that name now and again.
Right.
But that's fine to throw out the name BlackRock, but let's find out what is the system they work within, and it is within the international Jewish finance, and what do they do with that money? I said they buy shares, large shares in, for instance, Disney. They own large shares in Disney. So they're going to dictate policy to Robert Iger and Alan Braverman, who are the CEOs of Disney. And Larry Fink and BlackRock, because he's a Jew, he's anti-Christian, he can't attack Jesus himself, because that's impossible, they'll attack his teachings. So his teaching is that a male and female come together in holy matrimony for the perpetuity of the human race. So what does Larry Fink do? He wants Disney to cut off the penises of little boys and stick a uterus in. That's how graphic I am. So when I say these kind of things, I think Alex is saying to himself, not only does this man got his facts down, he knows what he's talking about, and he can say it very clearly and emphatically, and he can bring it down to a very practical level. I'm not
well,
speaking
I say
about
you,
here,
I'm
Ron.
Telling you, in my estimation, to use an old cliche, you backed him up. And that's quite an achievement. Only someone with great integrity could do that.
Oh, the Muslims are doing this. The Muslims at the Harvard, the Muslims. But if you look at the pictures of the Muslims at Harvard protesting, they're white kids. There's not that many Muslims there who are protesting against what Israel is doing, slaughtering Palestinians. I don't see too many Muslims. So the Muslims are blocking this, the Muslims doing that, they're stopping the airplanes. When I go to the pictures on social media or on CNN, I see a bunch of white kids in their 18, 19, 20, 21 who are fed up seeing this little children in Gaza with no limbs anymore.
I think 3,000 children in Gaza have lost one or both legs, something horrible.
Well, this should make the most hardened-hearted person cry.
Right. Of course.
And these young kids do still have a heart, and they don't like it. So it's not Harvard is all sudden pro-Palestinian. They're letting, and they should. We do have free speech and freedom of assembly. They don't like what they're seeing. I don't blame them. I'm glad they're out there. And even if they were all Palestinians, go for it. Somebody has got to stand up to what's happening and not just go along with it because they're a bunch of towelheads. And I try to tell them, don't you know that many Palestinians are Christians? You stupid Baptist evangelicals, many of them are Christians. And you're backing up the Jews. You love Jews more than you love Jesus. So it kind of gets my back up, you know?
Understood. Well, perhaps the most disconcerting part of American culture is the 45 million so-called Christian Zionists. Those people are really off the rails, and I don't even begin to know how to quantify that any better. They're not in the game. Their alliances and loyalties
well,
are to their very
balls.
Worst enemy.
They use scissors when they read the Bible. When they see St. Paul says, the Jews are contrary to all men. They forbid us to preach the gospel. They do the same thing. They did it to me on YouTube last month, okay, because I was preaching the gospel, and I was very effective. So they got rid of me. So it's the same thing that St. Paul had to deal with. Then later on, Jesus says in the Apocalypse, the Revelation, these are the synagogue of Satan. Universal, it's collective. It's right. Organized, and it's satanic. But somehow they miss it. They don't see it. The Jews are wonderful people. They're chosen. Well, they're not. They've lost their chosenness by crucifying their own Messiah. It's over. And Jesus Christ said, your house is left unto you desolate. That's it. And he cursed the fig tree. Let no more fruit grow on it. They miss it because of Scofield. So Scofield says there's a great plan for them. It's a great plan that they believe in Jesus Christ and come into the church. It's a wonderful plan. This Jew, Brother Nathaniel Kapner, did that, who came out of Judaism, traditional Judaism, raised as a Jew, raised in Hebrew school, raised in Shabbat school, the whole thing. I went and embraced this special plan.
Right.
But they think this is a special plan that everyone's going to fly up in the air, including pilots, who were one pilot goes up in the air, and then the whole plane crashes to the ground. This rapture thing is just ludicrous. And then the Jews are going to take over in this great revival. This is just late, great planet Earth, Schofield nonsense. So they bought into it.
It's true. Here's the latest on the video. It's on Rumble. It's on X. And it is directly available at the Infowar.tv site. You can find it directly. Now, the title they've given the video is Alex Jones Debates Messianic Jew Who Believes He Has Discovered the Root of All Evil. That's the title they gave
to the interview. Okay, well, that's his thing, and if that's the way he wants to spin it, I'm okay with that. But then turn it on, and then you'll see what I'm saying.
Hold on, I'm going to turn it on, and we'll listen to the opening few moments and get a feel for it. I've just listened quietly here. You were right.
All right, well,
on...
I'd like to hear your take on it. I gave you my take. Let's hear.
Yeah. Let's let our listeners take a listen here, and then we'll come right back.
It's either rigged at the ballot box, or it's going to be rigged at the White House. So either way, it's going to be rigged. Now, Vivek's got some great things. He's never going to get in. We know that. They're not going to let some Hindu in. Okay, that's not going to happen. Okay? So whoever gets in, they may allow Trump to get in. They may allow that. Okay, but you see, with Trump, it's not that the Jews hate Trump. They don't. They fear his followers. They see with him the American flags, okay, USA. This is nationalism, okay? The meme. Nationalism, and where there's nationalism, the Jew sinks down, okay? So it's not Trump that the Jews hate and trying to destroy. They despise, they fear his followers, because those are the white Christians, the patriots, who in a drop of a dime can turn against Israel and say, hey, why are there so many Jews running everything? Why are the Jews able to print this money out of thin air? Why are the Jews pushing woke? Why is the media pushing transgenderism and homosexuality? Why are the Jews putting all these lesbians in charge of a mayorship?
You're saying they fear the Great Awakening. So let me ask you this. We got a little bit of time
here.
They
fear the people. They fear the people of the Great Awakening. I don't go into abstracts. Jews don't go into abstracts. That's not what Jews do. They go, who are the people? Is there a large following? They see USA, USA flags, white faces, Christianity, God bless America, Merry Christmas. Uh-oh, we got to get rid of this guy. Vivek, they could care less about him. He's nothing, okay? Trump is the one they're scared of.
That was the middle, Jeff.
Well,
that
that's
the
what
opening.
They've gone through and edited like I suggested. That was the actual beginning of it. So I can't jump ahead to where you might want to go, but that was the first section, and they went to a break here. Let me come back, and there's a bunch of commercials here. Let's see if I can pick this up.
Yeah, I thought my opening line disarmed them. I'm not going to say I ate them for breakfast or anything like that.
Well, that was just a tongue-in-cheek statement, but whatever. Here, let's see.
That was the title of somebody that did me on BitChute.
Gotcha.
But that's not me. I just want to state the facts and let the facts speak for themselves. That's what I want to do.
And all right, let me just go back to this for a minute. Hold on. I think we're past the commercial here now.
And raised traditional Judaism in a synagogue, having attended Hebrew school, Shabbat school, and regular synagogue services, he felt from his bar mitzvah days that something was missing in Judaism. At the age of 19, he read the New Testament, and the first time was convinced that Jesus was the Messiah. Later on, his adult life, he felt necessary to start a Real Jews news website and video to point of the dominant influence of Jewry in all facets of American life. And this is part of a series I'm doing, where we have Nick Fuentes on, and then I'm going to have Ezra Levant, I think he's awesome, on. I love Jews. I love Muslims. I love everybody. I want to be clear about that. But I think we should hear what the different sides are saying. And I used to see Kapner, very entertaining, and you know, kind of being aggressive and you know, mad at certain groups. I think now I've seen his videos, pretty powerful things he says about Christ and about the Orthodox Church. And I'm not part of that. I'm just a Christian. With the Holy Spirit. And I think it's important to have these dialogues and then ask him questions here today that I have, like, okay, radical Orthodox Islam is being major backed by the universities and the left. Just because I don't like what Israel's doing with the bombardment of Gaza doesn't mean I have to then embrace Hamas trying to launch balloons with big ropes and bags of sand trying to take down aircraft. So there's a larger globalist manipulation going on. I wanted to ask him where he thinks that's going, because when I had the last guest on, who I made a film with 15 years ago called Fabled Enemies, that has a big part about the Mossad, you know, involved in sex trafficking of children to control.
All right, I'm going to move this up just a little bit more. Hold on.
Yeah, but he gave me a good introduction. Yes, you heard it, you know?
Yeah, no, that,
and
was,
he did,
that was a
he
good...
Did.
No, he followed the script. That was a good profile. I agree. Here we go.
And so, Brother Nathaniel Kapner, you can start wherever you want here. I just thought it'd be interesting to have you on, so thank you for accepting the invitation.
There's a war going on, and Sun Tzu says in The Art of War, you must know who the enemy is, or we're shadow boxing, as St. Paul says. I know who the enemy is. I can go right to the Bible, and I can go to the book of the Apocalypse. And our Lord God and Savior Jesus Christ said it twice. The synagogue of Satan. He said it twice. It's a synagogue. It's universal. It's collective. And it's evil. Jews are the enemy. They run everything in this country. But they run internationally all the Western governments through money. The famous saying, I'm sure you know it, Alex, by Mayor Amschel Rothschild, give me a control of a nation's money, and I care not who makes its laws. So the first thing Vivek has to do, if I'm pronouncing his name right, or Trump, which he won't because he's financed through all his real estate, through the banks, he can't do it, is to end the Fed, and I know Ron Paul, and I know his assistant. But we have to start with audit the Fed. Let's find out where the money is going. And whoever the head of the CIA here has no clue where all the money is going internationally.
Okay, I'll have to stop there. We're running short on time, but the video is up there. We'll have a couple links under Brother Nathaniel's name. Yeah, one of them is up there already. Okay. Great way to start. You didn't say... Well, you launched right in. That's how people should be. You did it perfectly, and you made the case absolutely pragmatically. There's no one who can take issue with anything you said. Facts are facts, and you did it. Great job. Congratulations.
Yeah, thanks. Yeah, well, I need your imprimatur. It's important. I don't forget it. And I'm going to give a little plug for Henry Mackow. I hope you two get together again. Because it was Henry, that Dr. Henry Mackow introduced me to you. All right, so I'm going to give him some attribution, too. That's me. Okay?
The most important thing here, Brother Nathaniel, is that you hit it out of the ballpark. You came, you delivered. And he didn't, I really believe this, I don't think that he was expecting you to be as formidable as you are as a person, that your integrity is that strong, that your mind and your ability to speak is that deft and acerbic. You nailed it. No game playing, no equivocating, nothing except the truth.
Yeah, when they
I don't
did
think
this
he was
to me
ready
with
for
Bravo
that.
With brother. Okay, and I know who did it, Susan Wojcicki. Some Hindu does not run tutu, okay? They got a brown-skinned dude there, okay? He's still running it. He's calling the shots, Wojcicki.
Mm-hmm.
Susan Wojcicki. He's still running it. And the people above her are really the Mossad, because they're the ones that started with Sergei Rabinowitz, who changed his name to Brin, and the other guy, okay, Larry Page, okay?
Mm-hmm.
When they took Bible with Brother down, and there was nothing that I violated on YouTube, I asked them, I said, this must be an algorithm because you're picking up words you think are political. It's just Bible.
Sure.
They saw that 3,000, 4,000 comments on my videos, a million views per month, were getting kids, 15 to 21, that want to become Orthodox because I'm so cool. Because I know how to reach them. I wanted to reach them. They saw it. They got a profile on everyone who's on has a YouTube channel. That's how they work. They saw that. They took me down, banned me, took $5,000 of my monetization because it's in their terms of service. They got their arses covered everywhere. All right? If you violate community guidelines, you forfeit their monetization. I had $5,000 coming to me. I said to them, it must be an algorithm. please put me back on. I get a thing, a script. You violated community guidelines. Which ones? You violated our community guidelines. If you want to appeal this one more time, get on the chat. Now I got to talk to some you program robot. Just name one guideline that I violated. You, the robot, you coded, you violated our community guidelines. Okay, I'm going to get nowhere with this thing. I said to myself, you think they're just going to get rid of Brother Nathaniel Kattner? I got their game. I got the inside track. Yes, I became a different person. I am on the war path, and I know the weapons.
Oh, no, your whole game was amped up two or three notches. I remember when you wrote and you said they dumped me, but they don't know what they just did. They lighted a forest fire. And
Jeff, something changed inside of me. If you try to play their game, it ain't going to work. And this is what Rand Paul tried to do. He tried to play their game, and they gave him the royal shaft. He still didn't learn. I think Ron Paul knows, okay? So even if you try to play their game and be the perfect one, you're not going to talk politics, you're not going to name names, but they're controlling, that doesn't work. So something has changed inside of me. I am so focused now. I want to see these people out of power. I am determined, but not just to see them out of power, to find some ways to save this country.
Well, remember, they've been ejected from over 1,030 nations, countries, communities, kingdoms, nation states over the last 2,000-3,000 years, and there's a reason for that. And that video is now around 4 to 5 million views, all told. It's still up at the top of the homepage. If you haven't seen it yet, it's well worth your time. Well, as I mentioned earlier, people now are beginning to say the word Jew, like Catholic or Protestant, without fear. And that's a major step. And what you're doing is now igniting that into a whole new paradigm of looking at reality. You couldn't offer a better service.
Popularity. I just say some amazing things in it.
Well, we'll do that next time.
All right.
We'll do that
next.
Maybe next week.
All right. Let's do it.
Okay. Congratulations. Great job. All right. Hang on, everybody, and do look at that video. I'm really looking forward to seeing it. He just did not back up one inch. We'll be right back with more. Hold on.